With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump goes to Capitol Hill tonight, where he'll deliver his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress. The speech comes at a critical moment in the Trump presidency.
This evening's speech comes just a few days after the Supreme Court dealt the president a serious blow by striking down his global tariffs, and as the U.S. military continues a massive buildup in the Middle East amid rising tensions with Iran. With polls showing the public unhappy with his handling of the economy, the president is expected to tout the steps his administration has taken to lower costs for everyday Americans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine, launched 4 years ago, is putting an increasing strain on Russia's domestic economy, as one small businessman, a local baker, can attest.
Denis Maximov told the AP he was just surviving. He says the increased pressure is significant. That's no secret. It hasn't been easy, but we've managed to accumulate the necessary funds, transfer them, and are looking ahead normally for now. As Putin's so-called special military operation in Ukraine marks 4 years, the mounting pressure on Russia's economy is starting to show. Oil revenues are dwindling, the budget deficit is up, and military spending that fueled robust growth has leveled off. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There is a big dig underway across parts of the Northeast buried by yesterday's huge snowstorm. Dumped more than 2 feet, 3 feet of snow blanketing Providence, Rhode Island. Flight cancellations and delays continue, along with power outages for tens of thousands of utility customers. Pentagon says the U.S. military has boarded a third sanctioned oil tanker in the Indian Ocean after tracking it from the Caribbean Sea. U.S. Southern Command says the vessel was boarded overnight. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 85 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 89 points. This is SRN News. One Minnesota lawmaker says kids need porn.
State Representative Lee Finke, a man who is living as a woman, opposes a bill that would require that pornographic websites verify that their customers are adults before admitting them. Finke says that LGBT children need access to porn for, quote, educational purposes. He claims that sex education in the schools is insufficient for gay youngsters, and so lawmakers must allow them to do their learning on the web's numerous pornographic sites. Michael Harrington reporting.
Persecution of Christians in India is surging, and the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is concerned. The commission chair, Vicky Hartzler, says January saw a spate of horrible attacks against Christians. We are especially concerned by the report of a Hindu mob beating a pastor as he was conducting Sunday prayers inside a house. Mobs of radical Hindus are also wielding allegations of forced conversion to justify the detention of believers. SRN News. Police who identify suspects through online searches is a practice that's raising privacy concerns in courts.
Criminal investigators hoping to develop suspects in difficult cases have been asking Google to reveal who searched for specific information online, seeking what's known as reverse keyboard warrants that critics warn threaten the privacy of innocent people. Unlike traditional search warrants that target a known suspect or location, keyboard warrants work backward by identifying internet addresses where searches were made in a certain window of time for particular terms, such as a street address where a crime occurred or a phrase like pipe bomb. Police have used the method to investigate a series of bombings in Texas and a fatal arson in Colorado. I'm Julie Walker.
31,000 registered nurses, other healthcare professionals, Kaiser Permanente workers will be returning to work after a 4-week strike in California and Hawaii. SRNNews.com.